The problem is, as I was trying to say before, as the Israelis take more and more land on the West Bank, the two populations become so intertwined that there is no possibility for a Palestinian state. With no possibility for a Palestinian state, the Palestinians then have only one resort, and that is to ask for one nation of both Palestinians and Israelis, where over time, because of the growth of the Palestinian population, the Jewish community could become a minority in Israel. That is the nightmare for many Israelis. It is also the nightmare for Palestinians because they don't have their own state.
You're talking about the one-state solution.
That's the logic of what happens with the continuing settlement policy, which is ironic because when Fatah was founded, their position was, starting in the 1960s, we want a democratic, secular state in Palestine for Jews and Arabs together, and we're all there together. We, the international community led by the United States, we made them give that up for a two-state solution as a goal before we would talk to them in the 1980s. Now, the facts on the ground are driving the reality back to what was Fatah's originally position 4.5 decades ago. There's an irony here.